Now, here in WA, we have amazing talent when it comes to film, acting, art, and everything in between. And one of the ways we can celebrate it is at the WA Screen Culture Awards. The awards, which is now in its third year, celebrates the achievement, innovation, and ambition of the local industry and embraces all forms of new, established, and emerging screen practices. The winners will be announced this Sunday, and to tell us more about the awards and who's nominated this year, we're joined by Revelation Film Festival director Richard Sawada. Thanks so much for joining me on The Record this morning.
Look, it's a real pleasure, Fiona. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, the awards is back for its third year. For those who may not have heard much about, can you tell us a bit about the awards?
Well, yeah, look, you know, it's run by the Revelation Perth International Film Festival. And you know, putting that program together, we see a lot of movies, like hundreds every year, that we submitted to the festival and that we go out hunting for. And over the last few years particularly, the strength and the volume of Western Australian work across all forms is just phenomenal. It's international standard. Like with the film festival, we don't program things just because they're WA made or such. We program the Western Australian films because they're as good as everything else that we see in the world. And so that kind of, that volume and that quality and diversity as well, you know, when we were developing the idea for the Screen Awards, it was like, wow, you know, just look at these things. And the high risk, particularly the newer filmmakers take in their filmmaking, it's like, man, you know, where is the platform for these filmmakers in getting the acknowledgement? And I don't know if it's reward so much, but it's acknowledgement of the work they've done, the thinking that they've done, the chance that they've taken, and the you know, the personal I don't know, the personal reflection that they put on the line, because it's not hard making. It's hard making a movie, and it's hard putting those emotions and that work in your life there for everyone to see. You're very exposed as a filmmaker, and so for or a screen artist. So for us, it's like, you know what? Let's back these ideas. Let's back these filmmakers and screen artists, and let's give them the platform. And that's how the awards came to be, actually. And a number of years ago, the Film and Television Institute used to run an awards program for the local screen industry, but that was no longer. So there was a big gap in the zone for us. We're very proud to have, you know, we finance it ourselves, and we're very proud to be behind and provide that platform.
And it really does acknowledge such a wide, diverse area of the local film industry. Most people would think it would just be director, actor, best film, but there's contribution to the industry, online content, virtual reality, even game design is included in the awards. Can you tell us about these categories?
Yeah, look, the categories themselves, like we also, the Revelation Film Festival also puts on an event called XRWA, which is games and virtual reality and augmented reality and that sort of thing. That's a free thing that happens kind of usually in September, but it'll be in July next year. And we started doing that in 2019. And I really hadn't had that much exposure to virtual reality and games, of course, but not virtual reality and other immersive forms. And moving image art is something that we're very interested in have commissioned ourselves. And over the last, since 2020, we've actually commissioned and produced 6 virtual reality short films. And in collaboration, actually, with the City of Vincent, we've produced, let's say, over the last 3 years, 9 short films ourselves with new and emerging filmmakers. And with these categories like games and VR and moving image art and 360 and all that sort of thing, there's very few, if any, award ceremonies in Australia and overseas that integrate traditional forms of filmmaking with these new and developing forms like virtual reality. And these are real things, you know, and they're big employers, especially games, my lord. the obviously the money that's made in games, it eclipses all the other moving image forms together. So for us to acknowledge those and integrate them into the WA Moving Image Voice was really important to us, because they're so easily ignored, particularly by the traditional sector and the established traditional sector as well. It's like, you know, that's niche, that's other people's, but for us it's not niche, it's core. And, you know, the awards themselves acknowledge innovation and achievement. They're the two things. It's not the best. It's like, who is taking a risk here? And who is really pushing it, pushing the forms as far as they can go? And in coming to the selections themselves, we don't judge them, the film festival at all. We have no say in who gets nominated or anything like that. We have a panel of judges who are based in the eastern states or overseas. So it's a unique eye. There's no vested interest. There is just the work that stands on its own. And so it works really well in that respect. And integrating those new forms are very important to us. You know, we were very aware of the convergence of media forms, of games, aesthetic and game engines in film production, and the kind of things that we see. And the way people can work across these forms. And so it's really important for us to highlight the intersection of these forms to not just the screen industry, but to the general public. And the WA Screen Culture Awards is the perfect way of doing that.
You're listening to On the Record. We're joined by Richard Sawada, director of the Revelation Film Festival, and we're chatting about the WA Screen Culture Awards. So can you tell us about the talent nominated this year?
Oh, look, like what you were saying, it's a really, really diverse range of genres and different, you know, a really diverse range of styles and the whole thing. So, you know, we have a lot of excitement from newer filmmakers, and we're so proud and pleased to be able to provide that platform and to push these works out in the public domain. But, you know, some of the categories are like feature film over $1 million. Now, generally, you know, the entrants in that category are quite established filmmakers. So we're really are glad that they're part of the program and are able to interact directly with filmmakers who may be making other kinds of movies and other kinds of work. And when we're talking about feature film, there's the category of under $1 million, which to me is like a hell of a lot of money. So there are those kind of... there are those awards and those participants, and then there are those who are working in game development and 360 across, you know, people who might be working in their lounge room and people that might be working out of a studio. So there's a very broad range, and, you know, this year, I can't tell you the amount of entrants actually that we've had this year off the top of my head, but it's like... it's astonishing the amount of work that is made in WA and the kind of work that is made. You know, I think with the kind of things that we see, it's like Western Australian music. There's a real different tonality to the works that you see from other places around Australia and around the world as well. In fact, when I look at work in selecting for the film festival, I don't look at where things are from. I don't look at people's names or anything like that. I look at the work. And so often I can look at a work and go, you know what, that's WA. That thing is from WA. And there is such a consistent voice and tone, which is very pleasing to see because it's different to everything else. Providing the opportunity for audiences in the industry to explore these things that people may not be aware of or heard of or even know these industries exist, it's very important for us and a major component of the event. So I don't know if that answers your question at all, but you know, the kind of entrants that come in and the diversity of it is really, really phenomenal. Everyone should be awfully proud of what the local screen industry is doing.
I absolutely agree. The local film and screen industry is one of those things that if you're not aware of it, you probably won't know all the amazing talent and high quality content that is coming out of WA. It's such a big industry that's just somehow flying under the radar. So it's amazing and great that we have the WA Screen Culture Awards to recognise it. But once the winners are announced on the weekend, will there be a special screening of the winners' films or content for people to find out and have a watch?
Well, look, the short answer to a short question is no. We haven't got a festival associated with it running concurrently or immediately after. However, having said that, if people are really interested in local works, obviously the Revelation Film Festival, which is in July, has screened a considerable amount of these works. I think we screen like 60 local films in various forms, as well as, like what I said, producing a bunch of them and virtual reality works and, as well, and that sort of thing. So there is the Revelation Film Festival. There's the WA Made Film Festival, which usually happens in March from memory, which is really great. And of course, Cinefest Oz down south, if people travel down there, is a really good platform too. But the idea is that we would develop a screening program along the awards. But look, you know, events like WA Made, they're really great. We obviously don't want to cut into that territory with that kind of audience spread and this and that. So there is opportunities for people to look at the work, so you've just got to keep your eyes open for the moment.
Now, I could keep talking to you about the WA Screen Culture Awards for the entire day, but unfortunately I can't.
Oh, no.
But finally, for those who attend the event, whether they be winners at the end of the night or still celebrated as a finalist, what do you hope they take away from their film being acknowledged?
Look, I hope, particularly for the newer filmmakers who are really, really trying something different, which is, it's hard. You know, I don't mind saying, just in the screen industry in Australia generally, it's hard to make something different. And it really takes a lot, and it's brave for people to do that. So I hope those people will take away a sense that they're not alone with what it is that they're doing. If they're representing gender or culture or politics or the environment or their own feelings or their community or whatever, that they're not alone with what they're doing. The support for newer and emerging filmmakers who are working with high risk is there, and the collaborative or the collective energy is very, very strong in WA, and that you can do it. And we hope that platform provides them the inspiration to think that, you know what, I can do it. Here we go. So that's what I hope they get out of it, particularly.
Well, thanks so much, Richard, for joining us on the record this morning and telling us all about the amazing talent in WA and what we can expect to see at the Screen Culture Awards.
Look, it's a real pleasure. We hope to see everyone down there. It's on Sunday at 6:30 at Luna. You can get tickets through Luna or the WA Screen Culture Awards website. So, we'd love to see you down there. Food, drink, great people, a really good time.
Thank you so much. That was director of the Revelation Film Festival, Richard Sawada, telling us all about the WA Screen Culture Awards and the talent that has been nominated for them. There are 20 categories as part of the awards, and the winners will be revealed on Sunday. So either head down or make sure you keep an eye out on social media for the winners.